Kin Lamed Aleph, and we contrast the experience, what we went through in Yetzias Mitzrayim when we left Egypt, and the Galus Mirushalayim when we left Yerushalayim. Az Yashir Moshe on one hand, Vayikonin Yirmiyo on the other hand. Enemies drowned me on one hand when we left Yerushalayim, whereas at Yamsuf water stood like a wall. Chagim v'Shabbatot, Mofsim v'Osos, miracles, Shabbos, Yontif, as opposed to Tanis v'Evel. Moshe and Aaron on one hand, Hadrian and Nebuchadnezzar on the other. Kedusha, Nevuah, Kvod Hashem, sanctity, prophecy on one hand. Nig'ala, Mara, Ruach HaTumah, abomination and filth on the other. The contrast is seen as well in the way that we observe and find meaning at the Pesach Seder, and now on Tisha B'Av. Both Pesach and Tisha B'Av are experiential mo'adim. Pesach, me'avdos l'cheirus, so, olam yiras atzmo. We imagine ourselves, we recreate, we re-experience that which our collective consciousness dictates, like we spoke about last night, happens on Pesach night very strong. And we appreciate me'avdos l'cheirus, the freedom in the context of slavery, maror, salt water, the matzos, just like Gzeiros Paro, we built dams in the Nile with Jewish babies, and he bathed in Jewish blood. We appreciate the redemption in the context of the avdos. Tisha B'Av, through these kinos, try to envision what the Beis Hamikdash was like, to feel the loss, the churban. So in order to do, we need to understand how different and great life was when Yerushalayim b'tifarta. Soloveitchik describe how this inverse relationship is expressed in the dual notions of Zecher l'Mikdash and Zecher l'Churban. On one hand, Zecher l'Mikdash we express positively. Throughout the year, we eat korech at the Seder. We enjoy a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We light a Chanukah menorah, and we proactively remember the Mikdash. Zecher l'Churban, we leave an Amal Ama at the entrance to our home. We sing a Meshkachich, we break a glass at a wedding. And during the 9 days, we don't eat meat, we don't swim. Negative expressions of Zecher l'Churban. Two aspects of our Avelus that Rabbi Reisman points out. One is for the lost potential and the missed opportunities, we focus on loss, churban, shiflus adam. And at the same time, we realize our potential as human beings, as Jews, as B'nai Melech, godless adam, how great we can be. We remember the good times. What it was serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu in times where things are revealed. That tension, that dialectic, is what is expressed very intensely in this kinah. It's a confusing and maddening dialectic. It was even more so days before Pesach this year, following the tragic murder of Elchai Tor Lev, Hashem Yikom Damo. Elchai, from Talmon, a graduate of Makor Chaim, was in Golani, a Talmud in the Hesder Yeshiva in Tekoa. He's 20 years old, a beautiful kid, and a Ben Torah. Murdered right before Pesach in what's categorized as a ramming attack. Actually, there's a category of terrorism called ramming attacks. He was waiting for a bus with a group of soldiers right outside of Ofra. Levayan Har Herzl, his father, Rav Ehud, who's a renowned Talmud Chacham, he's the Rosh Midrash at Lindenbaum, described his son. He said that to really get to the core of who my son is that he was expressed in the words of Tzoma Nafshi Lelokim El Chai. His name was Kelcha, was El Chai, and expressed more than anything else in the way he lived his life, a thirst for the Ribono Shel Olam. And he was Zocher HaBrit Shelcha. Remember the day of your bris. Those babies sometimes get wiggly. Lo hiskamta le'akeid. You wouldn't let us hold you down. Chamta kol hakoach. Ve'achayav l'tfos utcha chazak. The Moel reminisced that he had to hold him down very strong. Kfar az hirgashti amok b'libi shete'akeid. I had a premonition. At your bris, El Chai, that ultimately you would be brought to the Akedah. El Chayush, Haita Ben Yakar, you are a beloved son. Samol Elokim, Lechol Mashiyesh Bo Chayim. You desired and were thirsty for God and everything that had vitality. Lenigunim, Leshirim. Ahavta litbol b'mayanot. You loved going to the mikveh and mayanot. Yada le'anot michol rega b'chayim. You know how to enjoy every moment of life. L'tzayer al kol davar b'chomer v'ruach. Hayitalacha neshama shel uman. You had the soul of an artist. Chipasta at hadveikus. You searched to cleave to God. Chipasta at hachayim b'chol davar. You yearned for vitality and searched out life in every interaction. Hayita nediv leiv, you were generous. In shul, at the simchas, when he was a kid, he would grab all the candies and give it out to the other children. Hayalacha chiyuch sheimis levavot. Your smile would melt people's hearts. Hachein hakasum shelcha lo yishir af echad lo chiyuch. Anybody whom you met was touched by your charm, by your grace, your magical smile. His mother Avital, Ahuv Shelano, her hesped was much shorter. She said, Lifnei Yisrim Veshchat Shana, 21 years ago, Pachot Chodesh, Kibalnu pikadon. We received a deposit for safekeeping. Kesem shal yeladim neshama mitit. V'achshav anachnu nidrashim lahachzir et hapikadon. We're being called upon now to restore, to return this deposit, Hashem. Ani rotzeh lehodot lecha al kol hamatanot. Hayita yelad shal or. You were a child filled with light. Tava b'mayanot. You were natural. You loved being in natural springs, b'hakol b'tzniut, and it was all done modestly. Yelad shel rikud v'nigun, shel yitzira v'limud. Netzat shiva until Pesach. One of their neighbors, the family of Gilad Sher, Hashem Yikom Damo, the mother, Bat Galim, we spoke about earlier, wrote a letter to her neighbor, to her friend, about what it's like to sit Shiva over a child. I'll just share part of it. Hakeev hazeh, this pain, hu gam lo marpeh, ach gam baal otzmot v'gvanim, it's a multi-layered pain, it does not go away. V'achshav hazman, and now is the time, latet lo makom, kama shetzarich, as much as you need. Lo livruach mimenu, don't run away from it. Gam ki yefshar, because we can't. אבל אולי בעיקר כי זה מה שצריך עכשיו. לכאוב, לזעוק, לתת לדמעות מקום. To cry out, to be in pain, to allow the tears to flow. לבכות על האובדון. To weep over loss. על הכיסא הריק שיהיה בליל הסדר, or the empty chair that'll be at your Seder table. שיהיה מעכשיו בכל שבס, בכל חג, בכל רגע. משפחת טהור לב, חברים טובים, שכנים, אהובים כל כך. My beloved friends and neighbors, אל חי המתוק, נשמה גדולה בגוף צעיר, a great soul in a young body. אתה בוודאי פוגש בגרעים אלו את גלעד, אישם ברממים. For sure where you are in the upper world, you're meeting my son גלעד. ואני בטוחה שאתם מליצי היושר הכי טובים שיכול לבקש העם הזה. I'm certain that you two are the greatest defense attorneys this nation could hope for. ואנחנו, אלחי, and we, פוגשים את הוריו של אלחי עכשיו ברגע השבר פה על הארץ. מתרסקים איתם לרסיסים קטנים, and we, our family is meeting with your family, broken into shards, sitting on the floor, מרגישים איתם את האוויר המתרוקן, את השבר בלב שאין לו מרפא. Sharing the broken heart that can't be healed. Betzeisi mimitzrayim, betzeisi mirushalayim, Tisha B'Av and Pesach. Days before his son's murder, in the days before Pesach, Raveyu Tohar Lev posted the following thoughts on the Midrashat Lindabam website. He's pontificating about the experience of a family sitting Leil HaSeder, and about how the experience of sitting at the Seder is a tikkun in the ma'arechet yechasim shel av uben. The interaction of the higadot l'bincha, the mitzvah of telling over to one's son, to one's children, and of the role that the children play of asking questions, that the Seder is really a tikkun for relationships between parents and children. Ma'arechet yechasim bein av l'ben u'tamid inyan merkav, it's always complicated. That's what happens with parents and children. There's different conflicts. Parents have tzipiyot, expectations from their children, and the children dealing with those expectations and sometimes pressure have a desire to define themselves and find their own place. And as much as a child is mamshich their parents, a parent also wants their child to be their own person. Yesh bem tzorach limrod ba'avoteya kedei ligabesh et hazehut hayichudut hayichudit v'hanivdelet shalahem. There's this tension between being connected to one's parents and finding oneself individually. Al-yidei ha-siach bein ha'av u'bno ha'banui al-sidra al-shaylot u'tshuvot me'atzer sipur miyuchad v'ishi b'neihem. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Betzeisi Mitzrayim, that takes place between parents and children, between a father and son, Igadat Labincha, and Kana Ben Shoel. How asking and answering and asking together creates a Sipur Miyuchad V'Ishi, a beautiful, unique, and personal story between them. Yichudo Shel Laila Zeh, המרחב מאפשר מפגש בין אב לבנו, the unique night of Pesach Seder, of Leil Seder, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that magical night of Gilui Shechina, of Mesorah, of Malchus, provides a context for parents and children to connect. B'schut Siach HaSipur HaMetach Ne'alam, and in the midst of this transmission of the conversation of the Igarat Labincha, the pressure in the distance disappears. Megiim lebchinas veheshiv leiv avos albanim veleiv banim al avosa. We open the door for Elio and Navi, and the hearts of the fathers are restored, and the children to their fathers. Kshanu mesaprim et sipureinu, anu mesaprim gam et sipur hashchina. When we tell our story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, me'avdus l'cheiros, it's the story of the Shechita Begalusa. V'yotzim siach ha'me'afsher keviyachol merchav beineinu levein avinu malkeinu. And it's not just between parents and children, but between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. U'meshiv mislev habonim l'lev avim shebashamayim. And we restore the heart of the children to their Father in heaven. Schus, all of those who maintain their emunah by asking these questions over and over and over again. Schus of all the tzaddikim amitim. Schus of the nashim rachmanias. Schus of all the children and the harugei malchus. Shmi zochet to the yichud shalom of kudja brichu shchintei, parents and children, husbands and wives, between brothers and sisters, different groups of Jews. Shmi zochet to yitzias Mitzrayim and to return to Yerushalayim HaKodesh.